Record low interest rates have millions of Americans refinancing their mortgages to save money. It's been a rare financial bright spot in this pandemic, but homeowners are about to get hit with a hefty new fee. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The new refinancing fee starts next month, and it will be half of 1% of the loan. So on a $300,000 mortgage, that's a $1,500 fee. It's being charged by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which were created by the government decades ago to guarantee loans and keep the market stable. They exist largely behind the scenes, but whatever lender you go through, there's a good chance that Fannie or Freddie guarantees your loan, and that makes banks more willing to give you the money. That's especially needed right now, but many experts say the new fee is not.
This is harming American families. It's absolutely the wrong thing to be doing now.
Mike Calhoun is with the Center for Responsible Lending. He says Fannie and Freddie get huge support from the government because of the key role they play in keeping the market stable. So he says during an economic crisis, they should not be putting up barriers in the way of people being able to refinance and save money.
We should be doing more to help people refinance, and this is going in the opposite direction.
Fannie and Freddie say basically with the pandemic and economic crisis, there's more risk of defaults and foreclosures, thus the extra fee. They also say they are not charging the fee on home purchases so as not to hurt home sales. And they say that banks and other lenders are right now making record profits on refinanced loans, and so they don't have to pass along that added cost to homeowners. But with demand so high from homeowners to refinance, many lenders may not have to eat that extra cost.
It will be passed along to the consumer.
Bob Brooksmith is the president of the Mortgage Bankers Association. He blames the Trump administration-appointed regulators who approved the new fee.
To raise the cost of refinancing and put a real barrier between American consumers and these lower payments is absurd at every level, and I just can't understand, particularly as President Trump seeks re-election, why in the world they would do this.
The White House says it's reviewing the fee. If you're looking to refinance, Mike Calhoun says shop around, especially right now. Some lenders are offering lower rates than others. Also, the new fee can be added to the principal of the loan, so it can be paid off over a long period of time. Chris Arnold, NPR News.